Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Ben and Mentala Blue of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. My eyes on Iran, which means Hezbollah. We begin there with the headlines from theater. IDF chief says ground op versus Hezbollah being prepared. Big reaction to Tel Aviv rocket coming. Times of Israel says two wounded in northern kibbutz rocket impact as IDF warns of possible ground invasion. Also, in first, Hezbollah fires missile at Tel Aviv area, no injuries as IDF intercepts it. You can see the skies of Tel Aviv, a streaking sound, a sign resembling, say, a high-performance aircraft way in the atmosphere. This time it's a ballistic missile headed to Tel Aviv. It's intercepted. But, Benham, a very good evening to you. I begin with Hezbollah, because the air war over these last days has been effective in running up the totals of destroyed rocket launchers, I'm told, rocket launchers as well as rockets, and those rooms in southern Lebanon, Bekaa, that have rockets in them instead of people, the living room, the dining room, the rocket room. Also, the DCAP strikes in Beirut and elsewhere have been very effective. At this point, what is your measure of Hezbollah? Is it back on its heels? That's a metaphor for reeling. Or is it in a operational place where it expected this kind of onslaught and it's readying its punchback? Good evening to you.
Very good evening to you, John. Great to be back with you. I think it's quite clear Hezbollah is shaken, as is their patron in Tehran. The difference is Hezbollah is taking the blows, and the Islamic Republic, formally at least, isn't, which leads to this larger sense of victory that the Islamic Republic feels it still has, not just in terms of the battlefield, but more importantly in terms of the politics of the situation, particularly as we get to the one-year anniversary of the October 7 terrorist attacks, which that regime backed. Hezbollah, on the other hand, listen, they're losing much of their command and control, many of their operatives. And with this, I think, rather bold move by the Israelis following the Beeper attacks, having the airstrikes, and then now the news of a potential ground invasion being planned, this is all big, big stuff. And when you look at some of the airstrikes by the Israelis against Hezbollah assets in the past few days, this has gone after reportedly many of the long-range strike capabilities, including allegedly even some of the precision-guided munitions that Hezbollah is trying to build or reverse engineer with the help of the Islamic Republic and the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. I think these will be some very tough few weeks ahead, particularly as we get past the October 7th anniversary and Hezbollah tries to find a way to respond. I think the Israelis may even indeed have this baked into their strategy that the more Hezbollah absorbs, the deeper Israel can afford to have its next cut be, versus conversely, if Hezbollah does something to save face, it might end up losing its own head.
Because this is a first opportunity we've had to talk in a few weeks, I want to go very slowly here as to what the scale of the offensive is, beginning with the pagers and the walkie-talkies. The headline says, pager walkie-talkie explosions took 1,500 fighters out of action. That's from Hezbollah, which means that it's not reliable. However, that's what we have as a headline. In the early days after the pagers and the walkie-talkies and the radios exploded, there were allegations everywhere that it was a war crime. And despite the fact that it seemed, it flummoxed me, I heard this resonant in Europe, in some of the capitals of Europe. That is a puzzler to me. Benham, can you help me understand what they're talking about? These were commanders who had these pagers and walkie-talkies. These were not fruit sellers.
Indeed, commanders, but also operatives. The people who had them would be people that Hezbollah deemed essential for the secrecy and the knowledge of its military campaigns, of its military secrets, of the nature of its hold on the Lebanese state. So I actually find this to be a rather sophisticated in terms of the intelligence and the planning that had to go in for this, as well as an exceptionally targeted attack, because it literally went after the individuals whom Hezbollah sufficiently trusted to have these devices to coordinate and liaise with other elements of that terrorist group. But c'est la vie, this is life. This is the propaganda war that many have been fighting against Israel well before October 7, which is to always imply a double standard, to never say that Hezbollah is the one firing at civilians, but when the Israelis devise an exceptionally targeted covert but kinetic operation against operatives, they'll find ways to poke holes at it and throw stones.
Did any of it surprise you anywhere? A new voice heard, or someone who flipped to the other side because of the propaganda? Was it all the usual suspects?
At least in terms of the nature of the public debate, it remains the usual suspects. But I mean, this is a bit of a stretch with respect to your question, but in terms of a surprise, yes, even as an analyst who's been looking at this for quite some time, the Israeli desire to break the tit for tat through a bold action cannot be minimized.
We turn then to the second part, the air war launched. This is something that happened in 2006, but it was deemed inadequate at the time. I think sometimes the 2006 war is regarded to as Israel's Vietnam. It appears that lessons were learned, and one of them is intelligence gathering. Is this an intelligence war, Benham? How do you regard it?
In my view, this certainly is indeed an intelligence war, and even if one is just looking at the trading of blows, the targeting, the sophistication requires a deep understanding of the human terrain, of the weapons capabilities. There is a lot of information being processed, even in the phase of this conflict that was just a tit for tat. To be able to fend, to parry on multiple fronts, to have eyes on the ground blocking Iran and its proxies' advances on multiple fronts, this is indeed an intelligence war, and maybe a harbinger of the nature of the hybrid wars that Israel may find itself in the future.
And we go to the evacuation order given to everyone in Lebanon, I believe, but certainly in the large cities. Some have heeded it, some have not. I believe the Western Europe is evacuating what it can. I've heard that Britain is going to evacuate. Your measure, is that called for? Is Lebanon, is Beirut or Tyre, are they going to be involved in urban fighting?
I'm actually not sure, because even in, when it comes to the nature of the Israeli targeting, Hezbollah it plays no second fiddle when it comes to Hamas for this entire use of human shields to obscure and prevent attacks on some of its more critical capabilities, such as its long-range strike capabilities and even its PGMs, its precision-guided munitions. From that will flow both the quote-unquote, I don't want to use this word, but I think it makes sense, permissibility of the U.S. or the pale green light of the U.S. for some of these operations versus what the Israelis may end up doing, which actually I think now that the Israelis are really pushing the envelope and trying to take the fight to Hezbollah and putting the pain of making a choice to continuing their campaign back on them, the more Israel actually is seen as thumbing its nose at the U.S., prioritizing the northern front over the southern one, perhaps not staying limited to areas where the U.S. had said that strikes could be happening, or, you know, continuing the campaign in Lebanon, whereas you have stories as recent as of yesterday talking about the U.S. still slow rolling a whole host of arms shipments. So the defiance actually can help, oddly enough, bolster deterrence.
Call up. I have heard stories, they're anecdotes, that there's a call up out right now for the reserve divisions. That would be consistent with the talk of ground attack. I don't have a timeline. Have you heard similar things, Benham?
I have not, and ever since I saw the allegations about the calling up for a potential ground attack, it could be, who knows, as soon as this weekend or even, delayed by months. This is something I think the IDF has planned for and has thought of, particularly since the way 2006 ended, and particularly as Israelis of all stripes and of all political backgrounds, regardless of whether they thought dealing with the Palestinians was issue number one or dealing with the Islamic Republic of Iran was issue number one. They really all understood, based on how Hezbollah was rearming, how Hezbollah was threatening, how Iran benefited from the use of this land bridge, this land corridor through Iraq and Syria to get more capabilities to Hezbollah. Everyone understood that at some point the Third Lebanon War was a matter of when and not if. And I'm sure the IDF and the rest of the military establishment had plans that were tied to when and not if. So I can't comment on the exact timeline. I think only the Israelis would know. But again, I would stress the boldness of even saying it before doing it.
We're going to Tehran. Benjamin Talabu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.